Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
And tonight, he and his secretary, Chad Wolf, NBC's Nicole Levin, movie director Andy Irwin, and in the ladies' lounge, Nicole Sapphire, along with special music from Rob Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin McCullough.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, how come the announcer got a better microphone than I did? What's that? Come on, give me my voice here. Anyway, welcome in. We got a big, big show for you tonight, and we're going to have some fun because, as you just heard, Rob Thomas is in the house. We've got two. We're doing geographical Christmas songs with, and there it went, geographical Christmas songs with Rob Thomas tonight. We are doing Small Town Christmas, which is his brand new single, and then I think he's got a classic New York City Christmas for us before we're done. So you want to stick around for that, but we've got a lot of news to get to. Maybe you saw what happened in Kentucky overnight last night. They are saying now that the death toll might top 100 people in the tornadoes that swept across the middle of the country. But I've got to tell you, it is a little bit disappointing to see exactly what happened from the president's perspective once they were talking about all of this, because the top page of the top headline of the president's response was, this must be a result of global warming. Now, first of all, if you are a believer in the man-made climate change issue to begin with, that we, the men and women living on this planet, through driving our big cars and burning our, I don't know, lawnmowers in the summertime, and using our heating equipment and our cooling equipment, and that we're creating this global warming. If you're in that camp, technically, we're not even warming right now. We have been in a cooling cycle for years, and it is a little bit, let's just say, a bit of a stretch to even call it global warming anymore. But, you know, with the bowl of mashed potatoes that resides in the president's office in the White House these days, I don't even know if he knows what he's saying half the time. So the fact that he was even halfway lucid while he made the statement today, I feel like is a little bit interesting. But he did address the country, and he said, he was asked, you know, is this a part of climate change? And he said that the specific impact of these storms, I can't say at this point. I'm going to be asking the Environmental Protection Agency and others to take a look at that. The fact is that all we know, everything is more intense when the climate is warming. Okay. But as we've already determined, we're in like a 12-year cooling cycle. So we're not warming. Now, we may have been a few years ago, but we've kind of come back from that. So how is it more intense because it's warming when it's not actually warming? Can someone please explain that to me? Oh, Kev, he didn't know what he was saying. He just meant when the weather's volatile and it's changing and it's climate change. It goes up and then it comes down and gets hot and then it gets cold and that sort of thing. Well, that's a completely different, actually scientific frame of reference. So the fact that you couldn't even get that right tells me that you're probably not even that conversant with the theory, Mr. Biden, of what you're supposedly saying you believe. So why don't you just leave it alone? Why can't you just come to the microphone and say, you know what, these storms were awful, and as we have done in every awful storm that has hit the American shores, we will be there for the people that have had massive loss, for the loss of life, for the loss of property, and for the damage that's been done to their lives. We will do everything we can to try to make it better. That not one of the options, evidently, that he feels like he could have focused on today, instead choosing to go by way of let's talk about climate change and the rest of that. Pretty
pretty disheartening if you ask me. Let's go to the big board and see what's on tap for the big show tonight, because we do have a huge one. Coming up to the far left of your screen there, the former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf will be with us. Mr. Wolf is an interesting character because he now is the he's the chairman of the American First Policy Institute. Now, you may not know what that institute is, but it is a brand new think tank kind of developed from former Trump administration officials that have all come together and are still working to advance the America First agenda. What is the America First agenda? Well, it's let me give you a really quick example. It is, instead of letting Russia get an energy pipeline where they can transmit oil and natural gas from one end of Europe to the other and do it very, very cheaply and very cost effectively, which is what Mr. Biden signed off on like his second day in office. He said, I'm gonna let Russia do that. He simultaneously shut down the Keystone Pipeline for North America, which would have helped primarily American citizens to not only have and expand jobs, but continue to produce energy at a more cost-effective rate that then would not have had repercussive impact on the inflationary price of things like eggs and milk and gasoline and the other stuff that you use day in and day out. If there was a reason why your turkey was twice as much this Thanksgiving as it had been in previous Thanksgivings, it's partly because Joe Biden said, let's put America's interest in energy secondary, and let's make Russia's interest in energy being cheaper primary. So that's a very simple, straightforward, direct example of something that he preferred them to have the advantage over us. I don't think that someone that prefers to advantage Russia over America should be an American president. I just don't think his heart's in the right place. I don't think that the priorities are quite straight there. And yet that's what he's done. And he continues to say, you know, we're trying to get energy prices right where they need to be. And he's saying that they're right where they need to be as they continue to go up in price. Have you noticed how much you're paying at the pump for a gallon of gasoline these days? Did you know that every gallon of gas that you pay that price for, it turns your gallon of milk at the grocery store, you know, it increases that price by an X percent? This is not difficult to understand, and yet people that either are too proud to say they made a mistake in 2020 or they just don't want to understand the truth seem to fail to recognize it. But the American First Policy Institute, I've gone way afield here. Chad Wolf is with the America First Policy Institute. They are studying policies and their impacts on us and what we can do to change those that would give us an opportunity to perhaps help America take care of Americans again first. So I'm kind of down with that. I don't know about you, but I am. And then coming up in the Ladies Lounge tonight, Nicole Sapphire will be back with us. She was the OG on my wellness night when we launched Radio Night Live weeknights on Wednesdays. And she's got some very strong reaction to the new vaccine and mask mandates that are being implemented in different places in the country. This last week, Mayor de Blasio saying that the private sector in New York City will all have to be vaccinated by February 27th or December 27th, or you can't participate in eating in restaurants or going to the theaters or the shows or Lincoln Center or Carnegie Hall or the ballet or any of that stuff. You can't do any of that stuff in the city if you're not vaccinated by December the 27th. Now, why is that important? Well, partly because the vaccines don't seem to be working very well when it comes to the newest variants. Now, they did help Delta variant people not get as sick as they did with the original variant, and they seem to be very effective against the original variant, but we're not on the original variant anymore. Now we're with this thing called Omicron, which may in fact be creating herd immunity and killing off the virus. That is actually what happened in the Spanish flu pandemic in the 1918s. We're seeing something very similar happen here, where Omicron is much more contagious but much less dangerous. People are getting it. Lots more people are getting it. Some of them are getting it. They don't know they have it, but they're getting the antibodies and they're being able to fight off COVID. And what are we finding out about natural immunity? It's way better than the vaccines. There's like now six published studies that have done pretty in-depth accounting for what the antibody health is like months after you've had COVID. And it turns out if you've had the disease and you've recovered from it, you are way more protected than even your first, second, third, 14th, 18th, 28th booster shot. Which for some reason, someone named Anthony Fauci still seems to be telling us to go do that, or we should have to shut down for the year. Speaking of which, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State, is saying now that everyone has to be in masks again. We're going backwards. Nicole Sapphire is going to talk about that when she joins us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. We've also got a couple of other treats. The new biopic on Kurt Warner, the football player from the Los Angeles Rams who won the Super Bowl with that team. It's called American Underdog. It's coming out, and we'll talk with one of the filmmakers behind that franchise, Andy Irwin. One of the Irwin brothers joins us to discuss that. And then a little bit later, Nicole Lappin will be here to talk holiday ideas on some things that you can save some money on and perhaps make your holidays a little bit better with. And as we mentioned, musical guest tonight in the new music spotlight and bringing some sounds of the season, Rob Thomas with his new hit, Small Town Christmas. We'll get to that before the end of this hour. It's going to be a big show. I hope you'll stick around. It's Kevin McCullough. We are Radio Night Live, and we're coming to you live from New York. So thankful to have you with us. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. Yes, we are celebrating the season. I'm glad to be with you, though. The news doesn't lend itself to being very cheerful very oriented towards joy. And sadly, it is a lot of our own doing. We've covered this in great detail in recent weeks. But policies we've the administration's come in and undone that were implemented in the administration previous, or just doing things because they've got this woke agenda that they want everything to kind of fit this kind of narrative around. It's really turning into bad results. And you don't see that anywhere worse than on the southern border, where it is still abject chaos. You got people coming across all over the place. You got no vetting and testing for COVID. You've got all kinds of serious security and criminal activity issues. And it's one of the reasons why a court said, I think it was last week or the week before, said to the administration, hey, the Remain in Mexico policy is constitutional. You have to do it. So today, I believe, they are starting up that policy once again. But my next guest says, I don't know if we can really trust them, because they're advocating against its use and they're trying to implement it at the same time. That aforementioned guest is Chad Wolf. He's former acting secretary for DHS, and he's chairman of America First Policy Institute. He's also been with Heritage and has done a number of other things. Chad, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you. What is the story? Bring us up to date on exactly what's going on the border today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So we have a Remain in Mexico program that was started under the Trump administration back in 2019. And on the very first week of this administration in January of this year, the Biden folks killed the program. And I think it's one of the primary reasons that we have such a border crisis, that we have hundreds of thousands of illegal apprehensions every single month, because this program was eliminated. We had a number of attorney generals from the state of Texas and others that sued the Biden administration. And basically court after court has said that you need to re-implement this, that you had no logical or reason really to end this at the end of the day. And so the Biden administration has said, well, we don't believe in that court ruling. We're going to abide by it, but we're going to continue to try to get relief from it. So today is the day that they are supposed to re-implement the program. But again, one side of the mouth, they're saying that they're going to re-implement it, and the other side, they're saying, as soon as we get relief from the court, we're going to kill it again. And so the program is not just important from a policy standpoint, but also from a messaging standpoint. And the message to migrants and to the cartels and others that smuggle individuals over is you don't get a free pass any longer. But if the administration is really not going to implement it, is not going to believe in it, and is going to continue to advocate this very inconsistent messaging, I think the program's doomed for failure.
Chad, for people that don't realize it, how much worse has the border become in just the 12 months or 11 months that the Biden administration has been in office?
Well, it's hard. It's really hard to describe that. It's the difference between night and day. And so at the beginning of this administration, you had the illegal border apprehensions under control. They had actually fallen to some of the lowest numbers that we had seen in 2020, where you had maybe 25 to 30,000 illegal apprehensions in any given month, which is very, very manageable from a resource perspective. Those numbers, 25, 30 to 40,000, those numbers are now closer to 200,000 illegal apprehensions in one 30-day period. It's the worst border crisis that we have seen on record ever, has taken place over the last 10 months.
Chad, I know that they're saying the catch and release policy is a policy designed to address the border issue, but it sounds like a way of importing people that don't have the right to be here, but will lose on purpose so that someday we can eventually naturalize them. How can I understand that policy, aside from any narrative that the president may give verbally? How can I understand it to mean anything other than that?
Well, I think that's right. So the idea here is that you have individuals coming to the border that are seeking asylum. And they have the legal right to do that. Under the Remain in Mexico program, we said that's fine. You can seek asylum, but you must remain in Mexico as you await your court proceedings. And what we saw is that thousands of folks said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to wait in Mexico. I'm just going to go back home. Well, if you decide to go back home, then you had a fraudulent asylum claim. You weren't really fearing for your life. But what this administration has done is said, oh, if you apply for asylum, you can just stay in the U.S. And what we know is 80 to 85 to almost 90% of folks never show up for their court hearings. And so they get lost into the interior of the country and they become illegal.
What do they want to do with all of these people that are unaccounted for and we don't know who they are or where they came from?
So I think there's a couple of things. One, they really don't believe in immigration enforcement. And then two, I think there's a political component to this where they believe that a lot of these folks, if they come in and are given a pathway to citizenship and citizenship itself, that they will in turn vote for Democrats at the end of the day.
Is there any other court action expected on this? Have they appealed it? And what's the time frame on that?
So they have appealed it. The Biden administration has appealed it. They are hoping, as I indicated, to get relief from it. I don't know that there's a timing. The court hasn't indicated when they are going to hear that that objection. And so we'll have to see at the end of the day. But right now they're under orders from the court to reinstitute that. They frankly have been under orders to reinstitute it for many months now, and they're just now getting around to it. And we'll have to see over the next several weeks and months on whether the changes actually enhance the program or actually just make it more inefficient. So one change that they have made is everyone that's enrolled in the program now gets affirmatively asked whether you have a fear of returning to Mexico. And what they're going to find out soon is that if you say yes, then you're no longer enrolled in the program and you're released into the United States. Oh. And so it's a way to get around the program by saying I'm still doing the program, but going back to this catch and release. So we're going to have to watch fairly close and hold them accountable.
All right. Former Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, thank you for being with us on Radio Night Live. We appreciate your diligent service to this country. America First Policy Institute, of course, is the group that is working together to try to put forward the America First agenda that really was the kind of the spine and the backbone of the Donald Trump administration. Whatever you thought of his Twitter or his personality, you can't argue with the success of the policies, and those policies are going to live on. They are going to become the framework, I believe, of the new iteration of whatever the Republican Party is. And if the Republicans don't pick it up, other people will. But the idea of putting America first shouldn't be an anathema to those of us that live in our country. It should be an issue of stewardship. We should be able to say at any point in time, I am proud of the fact that we take care of Americans. And that we take care of Americans. We still want to help other people around the world, but we'll get to the Russians and the Chinese and everyone else that may or may not need our help long after we have made sure that Americans have jobs, that Americans are feeding their families, and that Americans are thriving in the environment that the founders intended us to thrive in, worshiping God freely, freely expressing our opinions, having these rights guaranteed by the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence is something we need to be very much fighting for. And you know what I'm grateful for? That in the 11 months that you've seen the Biden administration fumble and tumble and stumble all through this year, Americans have awakened. They have said, well, yeah, we do need to take care of America first. And you're starting to see that from school board meetings to people running for office. And hopefully there's going to be more of that on the way. When we come back, I've got an encouraging update for you. Plus, we've got Rob Thomas in the new music spotlight tonight. You don't want to miss that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden promising full federal support to six states hit hard by a deadly tornado outbreak, which may have been one of the largest such outbreaks in U.S. history. The president asking the FEMA chief to provide whatever help states need. And Kentucky needs a lot of help, according to the governor, Andy Beshear.
We will rebuild. We are strong, resilient people.
Governor Beshear is saying the death toll in his state could reach around 100 alone. At least six people are confirmed dead now at an Illinois Amazon warehouse after it collapsed during one of the tornadoes, but search and rescue operations for those still unaccounted for continue at the scene. John Griffin, a longtime CNN producer facing multiple charges for allegedly luring underage girls to his Vermont ski home for, quote, sexual subservience training. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as you know, this broadcast is brought to you in part by my good friends at Byrna, who sent me a box of goodies this week, and I'm really grateful. In fact, I've been sporting this beautiful little thing all around town over the last week. People are like asking me, hey, what's Byrna? And I'm like, I'm able to tell them. It's the less lethal personal security option for you. And if you are thinking about personal security for you, your family, your wife, your kids, I encourage you to check it out. And Byrna.com/KMC is where you go and get the discount that you get for being one of the Kevin McCullough listeners. Byrna.com/KMC when you do that. Now, I want to I want to bring you up to speed on something that we've been working on since the beginning of the year, basically. In February, we launched the opportunity to try to help free 192 enslaved women in northern Sudan that had been taken as a result of the Sudanese Civil War, had never been liberated since the war's end. And working with Christian Solidarity International, we had identified these 192 women. And more than half of them, I need to tell you, since February, have already been returned home to South Sudan. They've already been liberated. We're working on the final 50 to 100, I think, at this point in time. But more than half have already been liberated through various liberation trips that we've already seen that occur. But I am sad to report that as we get down here to the end of the year, when I look at the list and I see how many that we have helped, I'm worried that we're not going to get the final few. And 888-342-1010, you've heard me talk at length, if you've listened to this show regularly, about what it is to free a slave. Yes, human slavery is real. There are more people enslaved on planet Earth right now than there were in the slave eras of Europe and North America, which is horrible to understand and to realize. But it's not so much the issue of does it exist. The issue should be is what are we doing about it? And I can't help but, you know, it's funny in the modern day discussion of politics, people will say, well, you know, I feel bad about the race issue, but I don't know what to do about it. And I'm saying, well, have you liberated anybody? I'm not buying into what Hawk Newsom and the BLM people here in the United States are saying about race. They have no idea what it is to be actually persecuted and live under actual abject torture just for being who they are. But that's what the women that we have been liberating have experienced. We've shown you pictures and told you stories. I'll just relay another one for you tonight. Alouette is a woman that we introduced you to a couple of weeks ago. She was stolen, basically, from her parents with her sister simultaneously during a slave raid into the South. And when they went north, they didn't say anything. They weren't allowed to talk. They had to stay with the human caravan that was taking them. But they witnessed the death, the murders of multiple people. And before they even got to the place where they were going to be turned over to their eventual slave master, Alouette was repeatedly raped by her captors, which she was supposed to not be touched and given to the slave master. And then he had such disrespect for her that repeatedly while she was in his service, he would not only rape her, he would give her to associates and friends and so forth to be raped that would come to visit him. And so if you can imagine the type of pain and trauma and heartache that she has seen through the course of her life, and her picture's on the screen right now. If you could imagine having to experience all of that emotionally, somehow survive all of that, and then one day to be told that your liberation was coming, that your liberation was near, and that you actually did get liberated, and you actually went to a place and you could finally tell somebody about all of the things that you'd experienced and kind of get it off of your heart. And then to be told that you were going to be given a brand new life, everything you needed, you were going to be given a seed to plant crops, to feed yourself, enough grain to last for a year, a she-goat to raise little baby goats with and do other things. And you were going to receive all of that simply because someone in the United States cared enough to give $250 so that you could start your life over again. Friends, who wouldn't be totally, go back to her picture, by the way, who wouldn't be totally smiling like this? I mean, she's experienced what she's experienced, true, but look at the smile on her face, and the reason that's there, that ain't come back to me on the camera, the reason that smile exists is because on July 7th of this year, someone told her that she was going to be freed. One of our listeners helped liberate her this year on July 7th. Friends, we still have a few that have not been liberated, and we need your help. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We have a handful of women that have not yet been liberated, and we're trying to do it before Christmas. Please help us right now. 888-342-1010, or go to csi-usa.org and click on my picture. Coming right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Have you with us. You know, there are a lot of times when I have lived through life and said, you know, that story right there, that needs to be made into a movie. And a number of years ago, when I first heard the true story of what Kurt Warner was doing and had done and had lived through and was becoming and achieving and so forth. It was the exact thought that ran through my head. At some point, someone's going to have to tell this story. They're going to have to tell it on the big screen. They're going to have to tell it right. And it's kind of interesting because not only did I believe that about the Kurt Warner story, then many years later, he and I actually were part of the same congregation at a church in northern New Jersey that neither of us attend now, but did then. And I've always been impressed with Kurt's beliefs, but also his willingness to act on those beliefs. And here to discuss the kind of origin of how this actually did finally make its way to the major screen is none other than Andy Irwin of the Irwin Brothers. You know a lot of their work that has been very groundbreaking in terms of some of the subject matter that they've tackled. Andy, it's good to have you on the show. I don't think we've ever spoken in person. I think when the pro-life movie came out, I think I spoke with John on that tour of duty. So you drew the short string this time, but thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. I love what you do, and it's exciting to talk about this story because I remember those exact thoughts that you shared because I was a cameraman as we had this film hobby that was kind of growing out of control. We were cameramen for sports networks to kind of start our career, and I was on the sidelines of the Super Bowl in 2001 to look at 20 years later being able to tell this story. I'm just kind of shocked it's fallen to us.
Well, I appreciate that, and that is encouraging on so many levels. Andy, let me ask you about for people that don't know the story. Kurt was one of these guys that he certainly looked like the athlete, but for some reason he didn't get the same crack at the nut initially for the NFL that other quarterbacks did, even though, when you look at him, he's an impressive guy, big guy, strong guy,
yeah.
And obviously had a lot of skill. What was the reason why he got passed on early on when he had the opportunity initially to be drafted?
You know, Kurt always had the arm of a champion. He was one of these guys that, you know, had the drive and the arm and the skill, but never really got his shot because he really just didn't react well to adversity. He'd always kind of run away from, you know, the pain. And it wasn't until he met this single mom named Brenda that she had two kids, one of which was special needs. Blind and had some disabilities. He met this family and he just fell in love with this family and ended up marrying Brenda, and in the process began to fight for this family and being out of football for 5 years, never really getting a shot, working at the supermarket on food stamps to survive and playing arena football on the weekend. This family, and especially this little boy, Zach, that was blind, kind of gave Kurt the heart of a champion, and he found what was worth fighting for, and that wasn't fame or fortune. That was for his family. And that's where he really kind of discovered what was worth it. So when he finally got his shot to the Rams and got his shot to, you know, to actually play, he was playing for a whole other reason than when he started his career.
Sure. Well, and he had a very successful career, obviously a Super Bowl champion and MVP, I think, twice in the league. Which is major milestones, even if you do it once. You get named the Pro Bowl. You know, survive a season, you've been successful. But he had a lengthy career that spanned eventually a couple of more teams besides the Rams. Why did you feel it was important to tell this story? And what is it about this story that you think is going to be most impactful in terms of how it helps people?
You know, I think, you know, John and I, and our, you know, brand is kind of established on this idea of true life stories of redemption that center around kind of a rush of hope. And you know, I think coming out of the past 2 years where we've all felt kind of like the world is kind of stacked against us, you know, there's a desire to see, you know, the everyman, the little guy win. And, you know, to see an underdog fight out of that and find a second chance, I think it's something that universally just speaks to people right now. It just, and the hope that this story and this family for trade. And so, you know, when we started working on it and had the desire to kind of make it, the world circumstances were far different than what they had been. And it just was a timely film that in the midst of making it, it felt very relevant. And so, you know, I don't think we had a bigger plan on why now was the time, other than it was a story that really had captured our attention, and we got connected with the Warners and really saw their story the same way. But as we were making it, the world circumstances made it where I felt like this is a story that's really needed now to believe again and to believe that, you know, God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. And Kurt and Brenda's story speaks to that in volumes.
Sure. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that those types of stories, as timeless as they are, always find root with an audience that need to have, you know, that particular piece of encouragement. And you guys, you're right. You've excelled in kind of focusing on that theme of redemption. Kurt does have a very committed faith to Jesus, and I'm just curious how much of that comes through in this film.
You know, what we did with this film is we really tried to figure out what did this story want to be. And so, you know, as we stepped into it, we said we're not going to shy away from the fact that, you know, Kurt's faith is very important to him and is really the source of the hope that he and Brenda have held on to. And so with our actors, we really tried really hard to have them study the real life Kurt and Brenda. And Kurt and Brenda were on set a large portion of the time. And, you know, the actors that played them tried really hard to understand and portray that accurately. So it's definitely a big part of our story. I mean, it's relatable regardless of where you're coming from and your background. But I think Christian redemption is definitely center stage in their story. And I think it's a beautiful way where it feels really natural in the world of sports to kind of allow Kurt to be who he was and who he is.
Well, that's well said. Andrew Irwin, thank you for what you've done here. Friends, it opens on Christmas Day. It's American Underdog, and you can find out more between now and then, AmericaUnderdogFilm.com. You can go and check it out. It's also got pages on all the social medias. You check it out there as well. Kevin McCullough, our Christmas night treat tomorrow. I mean, coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the new music spotlight tonight, we've got a real treat. I ran across this fella's new playlist on iTunes this week. His name is Rob Thomas. And from the brand new record called Something About Christmas Time, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for someone who is writing the new Christmas classics, this time coming from a small town here on Radio Night Live. All right, from the brand new record, Something About Christmas Time, that is Rob Thomas. You know, it's interesting, his last big Christmas hit was Merry New York Christmas, so it doesn't get any more big city than that, and there's small town Christmas. It's covering all the geography. Hour two is on the way. It's Radio Night Live. We hope you'll stick around.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.